Hey guys, it's Brock Lesnar of Brock Lesnar Hoops, and I have a fun video for you today. I wanted to discuss the biggest steals of our drafts, the biggest draft steals, the guys that are just overperforming what everyone expected from them, just based on their at draft position, narratives, things of that nature. I had almost a whole video done, but it crashed on me, so I'm doing it again, and I'm keeping the same energy and pretending that I didn't just waste an hour on nothing. So, in order to continue supporting Brock Lesnar Hoops, please smash that like button for the YouTube algorithm. Right there, subscribe to Brock Lesnar Hoops. We are on our way to 2,000 subscribers. We're so close, I can taste it. And if you have not yet, you see these fine stats right here. If you look at your Yahoo, you might only see points, rebounds, and assists, and you might be wondering why I have this full slate of statistics available when you don't. Well, I've found out that that's actually just another feature of this feature-packed Fantasy Basketball Wizard Chrome extension I've told you guys about repeatedly, okay? It shows you all of this, and you could read here what they do for you. The other thing you can read, we are a friend of the sports wizard, Brock Lesnar Hoops. You click there and it's going to take you to the official website of Brock Lesnar Hoops, where you can go here and check out my content. All right. It's my official website. You can find my podcast here and you can find my new uploads. And I'm teaming up with some other fantasy basketball experts to bring you more content on the website. So be on the lookout for that. The first player on my list is Kyrie Irving. Kyrie Irving is a guy I grabbed in my Brock Lesnar Hoops subscriber league, 16 team league, and I paired him with Luka Doncic after he fell to me to number 30. I felt like I wouldn't drop him. I wouldn't draft him earlier than that, but at 30, it was just too alluring. He's normally a do not draft guy to me, for me, just because I've owned him so many times where he ends up injured and ends up finishing the season on the IR, not playing for me when I need him the most. And that's given me a bitter taste in my mouth, and I tend to move on. But look at his production here. Ranked 13, and that's with him missing all the games that he's missed. If he weren't missing these games, he probably would be the number one ranked player. 50% shooting, 100% free throw, over 3.7 threes, over 27 points, 6 assists, 5 rebounds, 1.6 steals, 0.3 blocks, only 2.1 turnovers. He's helping you in almost every single category. He's been absolutely amazing. He has missed a couple of games the last few days for personal reasons. We're not sure what the reason is. Kyrie Irving's an eccentric guy, marches to the beat of his own drum. So there is a little weirdness with owning him, but still, if you did draft him so far, you cannot be too upset. And kind of crazy to think about. There's just a lot going on right now in the NBA with players missing games because of COVID, players on the 76ers missing games, players on the Boston Celtics are missing games. We're going to miss Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown. For the Wizards, it looks like Bradley Beal's missing time because he played Jason Tatum and gave him a hug last night. Thomas Bryant looks like he's going to be missing time. The 76ers had to roll out, I believe, like a 7-man team where someone named Tyrone Maxey went off and put up a bunch of points. Just a really crazy world right now with COVID and fantasy basketball. We knew it could happen, and it's happening a lot faster than people expected. I'm concerned that at some point we're going to start seeing games canceled, and too many game cancellations. It concerns me that we could see the season canceled. I hope that is not the case. We've put so much effort into all of this. It would be a huge disaster. Fingers crossed that does not happen. Malcolm Brogdon has been another amazing player. Wish I would have drafted him more than I have. Currently ranked number 6 according to Yahoo, shooting almost 52%, 87% free throw, hitting over 3 threes, 23.6 points, 4.1 rebounds, 7 assists, 2 steals. The only category he is not helping you in is blocks, but he is helping you literally in every single other category. Can he run this hot all season long? Probably not, which makes him a very good sell high target if you're getting a really good player in return. But it would have to be an amazing player in order to make up for the production Malcolm Brogdon's getting you right now. Is it sustainable? Maybe not to this degree, but I don't doubt that he could finish the season a top 30 asset, perhaps even higher. If you drafted him on your team, congratulations to you. I wish I had him on more of my teams. CJ McCollum, very similar production to the other two guys I just discussed. Not quite as high a field goal percentage and free throw percentage, but he's getting you 4.9 three-pointers made, which is an insane amount. That's like James Harden, Steph Curry, MVP season range three-pointers. 26.8 points per game, 5.3 assists, 1.9 steals per game, only 1.3 turnovers to 5.3 assists. He is really helping your team right now. His ball handling has been great. And if you couldn't get Kyrie and you got CJ McCollum, you're getting very similar production and probably slightly less injury risk. Some people had concerns about his back, and those concerns were overblown because he is playing the best basketball of his career, and I'm happy to see that. Miles Turner, a player I value highly, one of my favorite unicorns. In most leagues I drafted him, I drafted him in that 50 to 60 range. He's averaging over 4 blocks per game, 1.6 steals per game, over a 3 per game, 46.8% field goal, almost 88% free throw from your center. A guy getting you 4.1 blocks per game is getting you almost 88% free throw and over a 3. That is Unicorn City, baby, and I love me those fantasy unicorns. Shout out to the fantasy unicorns if they're still out there. They're old buddies of mine that made fantasy basketball content. You may remember them. I don't know what they're up to these days, but if they're still doing stuff, you should probably check them out. Shout out to them. Miles Turner, told you guys before, I traded Devin Booker for him and Jaylen Brown, and no regrets there. They've both been amazing. They're both ranked in the top 10, and Devin Booker is nowhere near the top 10 right now, so you could say that was a steal for me, even though at the time that did not appear to be the case. Paul George is another steal because this is a guy you could have grabbed in the middle teens. I'm talking about that 15-16 range. You could have grabbed him there. That's where I was grabbing him, sometimes in the 20 range. I did an auction draft where people let me grab him for $30 when the average price for him was around 41 or 42, with their reasoning being, well, I don't like Paul George. I don't care if you don't like Paul George. He's an amazing fantasy basketball player, and what he does in the playoffs does not matter during the regular season, which is what fantasy basketball is based on. And these are the sort of ignorant narratives and mindsets you need to take advantage of to build really strong teams. He's getting minutes. He's playing the best basketball on that Clippers team, really showing why he got that contract extension that he got, because he's a really good basketball player. Almost 49% shooting, almost 95% free throw, 4 three-pointers made per game, an insane amount of threes, 24.7 points, 6.2 rebounds, 5 assists, 1.6 steals, and the over 4 turnovers, yeah, that's really high. Hopefully he can get that down, but man, he's helping you in every single other category, even getting you half a block per game. Paul George has been amazing, and I really hope he keeps it up. I'm not trading him on any teams I have him because he's just that caliber of player. And so far, he's been a top 5 player, and I don't see why he can't maintain that. Fred VanVleet, currently ranked number 17, another player I value really highly. The field goal percentage is better than expected, though the free throw percentage is lower than expected. Still, though, 3.6 three-pointers made, almost over 22 points per game, 5 rebounds per game for how small he is, almost 6 assists per game, 1.6 steals per game, and somehow averaging 0.7 blocks per game. Not sure how he's doing that. Pretty amazing production from him. Another player I value tremendously. And on the teams I have him, I'm very happy to have him. I have people sending me trade offers for him, but it's going to take him a whole lot to take him away from me. I was drafting him normally in that 30-35 range, and this is why. You could see his production here. This has him ranked at 17, and I think he can be even better than he's been. Jaylen Brown, ranked number 3 so far. We mentioned him before. He's one of those players that's now going to be missing some time because of COVID protocols. So you may want to send a buy low offer for him now. Maybe he has an owner that's already dealing with other injuries and doesn't want to deal with the drama of having a guy on the IR. That makes for a perfect buy low opportunity. And it's probably the lowest his value has been since before the season started. So just something to keep an eye on. With all these players missing time, Chris Middleton, currently ranked number 8 on my Milwaukee Bucks, an amazing player, just putting up amazing production. This sort of production right here just looks like some low-end Kevin Durant production. So not quite as good as Kevin Durant, but man, really, really close. 54.3% field goal, 95.2% free throw, so he doesn't miss from there. Almost 3 three-pointers made, over 22 points, over 6 rebounds, almost 6 assists, almost a steal per game, only 2.6 turnovers per game. He has been an absolutely amazing player. Love the season that he's having. Wish I had him on more teams than I have him. I had him in a dynasty league and I traded him last year. And boy, I'm regretting that. Regretting that very strongly. Khris Middleton has been amazing. And I think he can keep this production up for the majority of the season. Maybe not top 10 production all season long, but there's no reason he can't be a top 20 type guy. I think that's very realistic for him. Gordon Hayward is another guy I didn't suggest to you enough. I may have suggested you not draft him because of injury concerns I had. He's been injured a lot over the last few seasons. And when players are injury prone, they tend to remain injury prone. But so far, that has not been the case. Even though there was a scare with a broken finger, he has been absolutely amazing, including a 44-point game on January 6th. He's averaging amazing efficiency. He's getting you a good amount of three-pointers, over 22 points per game, over a steal per game. He's keeping the turnovers low relative to his assist. So he's really helping teams out. I wish I owned him in more teams than I own him. I didn't take the chance on him because of his injury proneness. I'm regretting it, but if you drafted him, congratulations to you. You made the right call. Christian Wood is a player I did make the right call on. So I took an L for Gordon Hayward, but I'm going to give myself a W for Wood because Christian Wood has been absolutely awesome. 56% shooting, well, 55.3, but not too far off. 72% free throw. Definitely, hopefully he can get that higher. Still getting you over a three per game, 23 points per game, almost 11 rebounds, 1.3 assists, a steal, two blocks, and only 1.6 turnovers. This is like an Anthony Davis stat line, like low-end Anthony Davis. Anthony Davis is a little more dynamic than this, but considering he missed games, Christian Wood is just having an amazing start to a season. And if the Rockets are in the playoffs, I see Christian Wood getting his first playoff, his first All-Star appearance. Hopefully they do have the All-Star game because he definitely deserves All-Star recognition with his play so far. Jeremy Grant, another player I slept on a bit, even though I recommended him as a sleeper. I didn't draft him a whole lot. I wish I would have drafted him more than I did because he's been really, really good. Ranked currently at 18, shooting 45%, 90% free throw, 2.6 three-pointers made, almost 25 points per game. Who saw that coming? I didn't. 6.4 rebounds, almost a steal per game, over 1.3 blocks per game. And keeping the turnovers low relative to the assist, like when the guy, I mean, he's not getting you a ton of assists, but he's not hurting you in turnovers either. That's why I value those high assist to turnover ratio guys for that very same reason. He's been absolutely amazing. Can he continue to be this good? He looks like he's a bit of a hot streak. I don't know if top 20 sustainable for him, but if you have him, keep playing him because he's pretty much their star player right now. They don't have a whole lot of talent there, and they gave him a lot of money to come over there, and they're giving him all the opportunity in the world to prove himself, and so far he's doing just that. Larry Nance Jr., with a rank of 28, is absolutely crushing it this season. 50% field goal, though only 50% free throw, but getting you 1.3 threes. The points, not great. The rebounds for a center, not great. 4.3 assists from my big man, though. I will take that. 2.4 steals per game. I will absolutely take that. 0.6 blocks per game. Only 1.7 turnovers per game. Kevin Love is injured. There's a bunch of injuries on those Cavaliers. And the Cavaliers are, they started the season off all right. Started with 3 straight wins, but now there's been a few losses happening there. I think they're a better team with Larry Nance, and I do think they want to be competitive to start building a winning culture there. And I don't see why Larry Nance won't be part of that moving forward. You probably won't get a lot from him in a trade offer, but I would recommend keeping him and rolling him out there because he's just one of those guys that has better fantasy value than he does name value. Holland Sexton, also of the Cleveland Cavaliers. And I'm also going to include in this discussion Darius Garland, because they're both doing absolutely amazing, both crushing it. Colin Sexton's a guy you could have grabbed around the 90 range. I grabbed him around 90 in a lot of my leagues. And Darius Garland is a guy who was being drafted with the last pick in your draft, or not drafted at all. And both of them are severely outplaying where they were drafted. Colin Sexton personally has 2 3-pointers made, 53.1% field goal, almost 83% free throw, 1.4 steals per game, over 25 points per game. Amazing production from him. I believe this is his only third year in the league. So the upside and the sky is the ceiling for this guy, and also for Darius Garland. That's a dynamic scoring backcourt. Might be one of the best backcourts in the NBA in the next few seasons. So if you have either one of them, I would roll them out unless you get really good players in return. Colin Sexton's not playing because of an ankle injury, but that shouldn't hold them out too long. Very excited about both of those prospects. Tyrese Haliburton, I must say, I definitely nailed my prediction with Tyrese Haliburton. Not exactly, though, because he's been way better than I expected. I thought he'd be okay. Thought he'd be good. I didn't think he'd be amazing. Currently ranked at 49, and that's with some missed games. Averaging a lot of three-pointers, getting you a good amount of points, getting you assists. He's getting you steals, half a block per game, and only 0.7 turnovers to 5.1 assists. Just wow, amazing production for a rookie. He is playing with poise and vet savvy. As the game slows down for him even more, this guy is going to be good. He has superstar potential and might be the perfect pairing with De'Aaron Fox. He has size, he has speed, intelligence, and Buddy Hield may at some point just have to accept that he's a sixth man on that team. A really dynamic, quality sixth man. But I think this team is better when Tyrese Haliburton's getting minutes, and I think that's a realization his coach is making. If you have him on your team, congratulations. As you can see, I have him on several of mine because I believe in him. So I hope you have him on yours. He's only rostered in 65% of leagues, which is way too low. That is criminally low, and you should have him on your team right now. Seth Curry, another player that's been absolutely killing it, that I did recommend you drafted as a sleeper, shooting 60% field goal, 100% free throw, over 3 3-pointers made. The other categories, I mean, 17 points is nice. There's nothing that blows your mind, but his efficiency is so good. The threes are so good. The turnovers are low that you can stomach the fact that he doesn't get you steals and blocks. He's been absolutely amazing for a player you could have grabbed around the 110, 115, 120 range. He's been absolutely crushing it. I don't have him on as many teams as I wish I would have. I do have him here in this four quarters league, which is a money league, but wish I would have drafted him more. And if you did draft him on your team, comment below and let me know how happy you've been. Though he is the main source of the COVID contact tracing that caused all of those 76ers to miss. Like, almost the entire team is missing most of their star players. Really impacting me right now. I owned a lot of the players that are being impacted by COVID. Scary time indeed. Rashawn Holmes of the Sacramento Kings, definitely huge steal. I'm upset I didn't draft him more. I had concerns Hassan Whiteside would end up taking too many of his minutes, and there just were other guys I ended up drafting. In my Barack Lesnar Hoops League, I ended up drafting Al Horford when I could have grabbed Rashawn Holmes, and that's caused me to lose sleep at night. It just, sometimes the moves I could have made, I get so into fantasy basketball that they make me toss and turn a bit. I'm a loser, what can I say? But Rashawn Holmes has been great. 70% from the field, almost 85% free throw, almost 13 points, over 7 rebounds per game, over a steal per game, close to a block per game. Just really cool quality production from him. Chris Boucher, currently ranked 44, an absolute steal, 54% field goal. The free throw percentage isn't great, but he really reminds me a lot of Miles Turner a season or two ago, just with a higher field goal percentage. But look at that, 2 blocks per game, keeping the turnovers low. Only 66% rostered. He belongs in more leagues than he's in. Might consider him in this one, though, with it being a 10-team league. I may not have a good enough drop to justify having him on my team, but if he's available in your league, you definitely want to pick him up. though, as you can see, he's rostered in 66% of leagues already. I think it should be higher than that, however. John Wall, a guy that was drafted around the 70 range, has been absolutely crushing it despite having some missed games. The 4.3 turnovers is a lot, but man, and everything else, he's helping you. High field goal percentage, high free throw percentage, 1.3 threes, scoring over 20 points per game, getting you 1.5 steals and a block per game and over 5 assists. John Wall can typically get you more assists than that, and I think he could bring the turnovers down a little bit, which would even boost his value even more. He's been a great fit on that Houston Rockets team, and James Harden acknowledged that he thinks they may have something special with this team. I hope he realizes that, because it would secure James Harden's season-long value, and he could continue to produce and compete to be the number one player in fantasy basketball. DeAndre Hunter, I picked him up on a few of my teams. I don't know if I drafted him in any of these teams, but I ended up picking him up off the waiver wire where I could find him, and he's been amazing so far. He's been added 23% in the last day, so you've had chances, and I've been telling you for a few weeks, so if you didn't act, it may be too late now. It doesn't hurt to check if he's available, though. 51% shooting, 80% free throw, over 2 three-pointers made, 16 points per game, over 6 rebounds per game, keeping the turnovers low. Want to see more steals and blocks from him. Hopefully he can get those numbers up, because they would boost his value even more. I would expect to see that, though I do expect his field goal percentage to possibly drop down some, especially with how many three-pointers he's been making. Nicholas Batum has been an absolute steal, and you may not have drafted him at all. He was an absolute sleeper because no one expected him to do as well as he's been doing. Added 25% in the last day. He's only 45% rostered for a guy that's ranked at 30. 50% shooting, almost 94% free throw, three-pointers made, 10.5 points, 6 rebounds, 2.9 assists, a steal, only 0.8 turnovers. And I could say, you know, this guy's a bit of a unicorn as well. He's traditionally been a point forward. He could pass, so the assists per game may actually be low for him. You can see in that last game he had 6 assists. I think that's around the range of assists you can expect for Nicholas Batum, though. He did not play up to his Charlotte Hornets contract. He's definitely playing up to the signing for the Los Angeles Clippers. He's been great for them, and if he's on your waiver wire, definitely a guy you want to pick up. Julius Randle, another guy who's been amazing. And I know in my overstated league, I believe my boy Derek Michael, shout out to him, drafted him around 110. So, ouch. I wish I would have grabbed him there. I did not, however. He's ranked at 48, 48.5 field goal percentage, 77.8% free throw, over 3 per game, 22.6 points per game, 12 rebounds per game, over 7 assists per game. The 4.9 turnovers, definitely don't like to see that. That's really high. But he's just crushing it. 7 assists from your big man, that makes him a unicorn. You're looking at Domantas Sabonis type production right there. So if you drafted Julius Randle, he's definitely helping your team. And you could probably try to trade him for a top 10 guy, and they might bite. You might send a trade offer for Jason Tatum while he's in quarantine. They might bite. And here's just one of my teams where I believe we were going to discuss Jordan Clarkson. We could show you right here his average stats, and right here the games remaining, courtesy of Fantasy Basketball Wizard Chrome extension. Such a useful tool. 2.6 three-pointers made, 93% free throw, almost 50% shooting, 2.6 threes, over 16 points, getting you a steal per game. Just an awesome player. I tend to punt assist, so he's a perfect punt assist point guard that could have been grabbed really late in drafts, talking about your last pick in a lot of drafts for a guy who's producing this well. If you don't have him on your team, he's only rostered in 55% of leagues, picked up 10% in the last day. So these guys are being slept on still. They're still available in a lot of leagues. If they're available in your league, you should definitely pick him up, because he's been great. I dropped Lou Williams for him in this specific league Do you think I regret dropping Lou Williams? Absolutely not. Lou Williams has been garbage. No offense to him. He's been garbage for my fantasy basketball team. Jordan Clarkson has been great. It made my team better. It'll make your team better if he happens to be on your waiver wire. Oh, and there's Jordan Clarkson. So that's who we were going to discuss. Harrison Barnes has also been great. Don't own him on a whole lot of teams, but he's been so much better than expected. I thought he was more of a points league guy, but now he's shooting 51% from the field, hitting 1.4 threes, 17.4 points, almost 7 rebounds, over 3 assists, keeping the turnovers low. He's just been a quality player, picked up 10% in the last day, so he's not as available as he was. I think there was still a stench from the past on him, but he's playing that stench off, and he's been really, really good. And the last player we are going to discuss today is Mike Conley. Mike Conley was on my do not draft list, I'm relatively sure, because he seemed to be washed. He did not seem to be a really good player. I did get him in one league. It was an auction draft where I paid like $5 or $6 because I went for the stars and not stars approach because I don't like calling these guys scrubs. And Mike Conley at $5 was just too tempting to pass up. And boy, oh boy, did that end up paying out for me, because he's been great. Ranked at 68 right now. Let me show you the full stats. Give me a moment. Mike Conley's just capturing that magic from his past fantasy basketball glory days. Not the steals guy he used to be, but still. The percentages, not great, but not awful, awful. Still, though, over 3 3-pointers made, over 17 points, 4 rebounds, 5.7 assists, 2.6 turnovers is low relative to the assist. Just been absolutely crushing it, an absolute steal, considering you could have grabbed him 80, 90, maybe even 100, because people weren't drafting him because he just did not have a great season. He was not himself last season. I thought he was washed and we would only see regression from him. I was wrong, and I'm happy to admit that. Again, wish I had him on more of my teams. But that's what happens. You make your calls. Sometimes they hit, sometimes they don't. Who did I miss? Who are some other steals from your draft that I could have discussed? There's several more. There's a ton more players absolutely crushing it this season. I didn't name them all here. I wanted to keep the video around half an hour. If I missed any, comment below. Let me maybe there's a few more I can just bring up while I have this here. Enes Kanter. Definitely a steal. Probably wasn't drafted in any of your leagues. He's only rostered in 44% of leagues, and you may want to consider picking him up. He's actually available in Brock Lesnar hoops. Do I have a drop in Brock Lesnar hoops for somebody to bring him onto my team? I don't think I have an exact, a perfect drop. He only has center eligibility, and I don't know that I want to drop someone like Dylan Brooks, because Dylan Brooks is having a pretty good season in his own right. I don't know, though. I have Nurkic here, and with having Jusuf Nurkic, it may make some sense. So I guess I'll think on it. I won't make a decision right at this moment. But thank you so much for watching. I think I'm going to end it right here. I will be making a video soon of the biggest draft bust. So those players we picked, believing highly in them, that have only disappointed and not played up to the role that we expected them to have, or have not produced in the way we expected them to produce. That will be coming to you very soon, the sister to this video. I hope you enjoyed this. If you did enjoy this, please visit www.BrockLesnarHoops.com. Again, give me thumbs up for the YouTube algorithm. Helps this channel grow a lot. Consider joining as a member of Brock Lesnar Hoops. There's special perks. I believe the lowest tier is at $199 right now. You get a cool badge. So when you chat and you leave comments, everybody knows that you're one of the top Brock Lesnar Hoops fans in the world. And it's your way of contributing to the production of what I'm doing here, and makes you a producer of Brock Lesnar Hoops to really show your support for this brand and the work that I'm putting. I've been consistent every day, pumping out this content to help your fantasy basketball team. And I'm really been beating out a lot of the experts with some of my analysis and my picks and my alerts that I've been giving you. And I have a lot of people that can attest to that. If you can attest to that, comment below and let them know. I've been having a few haters question my credibility, but you know my credibility's legit. I know my credibility's legit. And I'm not letting any YouTube commenters who can't create their own content ruined my shine, baby. Until next time, this is Brock Lesnar of Brock Lesnar Hoops. Have a wonderful rest of your Saturday, and I hope you have a wonderful Sunday too. And hopefully the season doesn't get canceled. Bye, guys. Oh, and YouTube is about to show you a video there. It's probably my most recent upload, and it's going to show you a video there that it decided is the best for you because the YouTube algorithm knows you so well and knows this is the absolute best video for you. So watch both of them, okay? All right, y'all. Take care.